Hey, I'm Coach Michael Burt, the Super Coach. Every week I come into your life really to do three things: multiply your life, multiply your money, and multiply your business. And if I got a great show for you today on this concept of you have to work the muscle. There is no wasted movement. Every phone call, every text message, every follow-up, you got to get in your mind that all you can control is the stimulus. You cannot control the response. So in the show today, I'm going to show you the exact same things that I told my team this morning about why you got to work the muscle, why you got to go the distance, why you got to make the phone call, why you got to send the video text, why you got to work the muscle. There is no wasted movement. I'm Coach Michael Burt. You're watching Super Coach.
Everybody needs a coach in life. Coaching businesses and entrepreneurs like you to spike an additional 40% to your bottom line. Michael Burt is a multi-championship coach, best-selling author, trainer, motivator, and all-around super coach. Now, from the Greatness Factory Studios, this is Super Coach.
Welcome back to Super Coach. I'm Coach Michael Burt. Every week I come to you. You can get this on my Facebook page, my YouTube channel, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. This is called Super Coach with two words, weekly podcast to keep you in a forward posture. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe for those of you out there looking for a coach, now's the number one time. You know, I've spent really 28 years of my life studying the activation of prey drive, studying how to use fear as fuel, studying how to turn confidence into a science. Like if you're out there right now and you're looking for a person in your life, there's nobody you need in your life right now better than a person who can protect your swag, protect your confidence, stimulate you, give you something to do every day. And I'm actually going to go through with you the same thing I went through with my team today. See, I have certain beliefs in my life. I believe it all goes to zero at midnight. No matter how much money you have, I believe that's just something I tell myself. I believe there comes a time when winter asks what you did all spring and summer. I believe we go to bed tired and we wake up hungry. One of my core beliefs is I believe in working the muscle, which means I believe in making the call. I believe in sending the text. I believe in opening the door. Now, to give you an example, there's people that I've worked or followed up with for 10 straight years just to get the opportunity to get one deal, and it paid off. And the dude said to me, man, you're relentless. Like you keep coming back at me in different directions. I can't control the response. All I can control is the stimulus. And for the people out there watching us today, there's going to be many people when they get scared, they get in a place of fear, fear being an unpleasant emotion, they contract, meaning they go, why make the phone call? Nobody's answering the phone. I can't get them, can't get their attention. You ain't going through enough volume. You're not going through enough volume. If you're not making 80 outbound efforts a day, then you ain't in the ball game. If you ain't going 7 to 15 touches with the person, if you're not tagging them, okay, if you're using phrases like, well, that'll work for coach, but it won't work for me. I'm telling you, that is the wrong mindset. Everything starts with mindset and belief. Every action we take is driven by our thoughts. Our thoughts are no wiser than our understandings. So this morning, I was talking to my team about this concept of numbers. This is a numbers game. When I was a women's basketball coach, here's what I knew. If I had less than 14 turnovers, if I gave up less than 7 second shots, and if I stopped the other team 21 times in a game, in consecutive stops of 3 at a time, I won almost 92% of the time. Sports is no different than business. This is a game of probability. The reason you make the 80 phone calls is to work the muscle. And here's the deal. We had a salesperson the other day that made a sale on call number 67. Now, what if she'd only made 40 phone calls? What if she'd only made 50 phone calls? See, you work the muscle, and in the process of working the muscle, what do you get better at? You get better at getting a person on the phone. You get better at learning different tactics and strategies. You get better at overcoming objection. You get better. You get better when you take 80 reps a day. Okay? One of my colleagues said they made 471 calls to make one sale. Okay? What if you only made 400 calls? So what people don't do is they don't understand, I can't find a problem in you to make a sale until I connect with you. And so I want you to think of the sales cycle as, first, I initiate. I pick up the phone and call. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm doing a webinar next week for a dude that I called on. He didn't respond. I texted. He didn't respond. I sent him videos. He didn't respond. I showed him success we had. He didn't respond. Then I did a free webinar for him, which is a showcase, ability to get in front of him, showcase ability. He liked it enough. He came back and said, how much would you charge me for a webinar? There was another dude on one of my webinars the other day that I was doing for somebody else, Amanda Banks, who's in our coaching program. He saw me speak in Phoenix a year ago. We pitched him a big deal. He went cold on me. He didn't show any interest. Guess who's on there? Boom. I'm calling people from the webinar this morning, and he says, oh, I work on so-and-so's team who saw you speak last year in Phoenix and loved it. See, you work the muscle, guys, because you don't know what's on the other side of the phone call. You don't know what could happen when you connect. So most people have a consideration. Okay, Ivan, good to see you. Austin Lewis, Greg Brown, Patrick Smith, Chance Scoggins. What's up, everybody? Dave Stegg. You work the muscle because you don't know. I just did a 20-minute video for Cody Askins for his conference, 8% Nation, that's in July in Las Vegas. And the theme was, you can't quit. You can't fail if you don't quit. You see, when you start having these considerations, a consideration is an internal thought that prohibits an external action. A consideration was nobody's answering the phone. I can't get their attention. Nobody will call me back. Everybody's too busy. Nobody's spending any money. Guys, all of those are incorrect considerations. A consideration, internal thought prohibits an external action. Now, I'm going to remove somewhere in my life. I removed all of these considerations. Robert Sain's on here, principal at Middle Tennessee Christian School, where my daughter goes. If I could do anything for my daughter, I would give her my emotional toughness, my relentless spirit. How do I teach her how to just go get it every day? We don't whine, we don't complain, we don't make excuses. How do I teach her to remove these internal hesitations for doing things? Like, that's really what she needs. See, right now, too many people are in a place of fear, which is an emotion, which causes contraction, and they don't push because of that. They have some consideration. Well, it'll never work. Well, it's not a good time to get started. Well, nobody will answer the phone. Well, they won't call me back. Well, they must not want what I have. I love this one. Nobody's spending any money right now. That's baloney. People are spending money. You just ain't getting any of it. Okay? You got to give them a reason to spend it with you, which means a sale has to be made. It's like the real estate agent sitting in a house, watching the person walk around the house. Sell the house. Sell the benefits of living in that house. Sell the subdivision. Sell your program. Like I told my team this morning, you're not selling a coaching program, Michael Tisdale. You're selling a solution. Initiate, right? Disarm through connection. Find a significant problem. Offer a solution. And what you went to sell them may not be what they buy. Right? But the whole thing starts with one thing, this initiating. So the reason you work the muscle, right, every day, and there's no wasted movement, is every time you send a text, you get better at sending a text. Every time you send a video, you get better at sending the video. Every time you call a person, you get better at how you communicate. Okay? And what you're in is you're trying to get and keep a person's attention. So if you're out there not working the muscle, making excuses, contracting to a place, being scared to death, here's what I would tell you. You're scared because you're not taking enough action. My mindset is the same mindset of King David in the Bible. It's going to be a fight, but dadgummit, we're going to win. And we're going to keep going until we win. Now, one thing I respect about my doctor, Dr. Stephen Hodze in Houston, Texas, he's seen over 40,000 people in his lifetime to help them get their energy right, their bodies right, to do a 180. He sat down and wrote the President of the United States a letter and said, Mr. President, it's time to go back to work. It's time to put our economy back in motion. I've seen 40,000 people in my lifetime. If you want to quarantine people who are most likely to get it because of health conditions or elderly people or whatever. But America needs to go back to work, Mr. President. And I got to give the guy credit for having the guts to write the president and make a case, whether it ever helps anything or not. Okay, here's what I know. Suicide rate is up right now. Domestic violence rate is up right now. Alcohol sales. Dang, if we'd have just got in alcohol sales, Richard Pearl, up 55% selling a bunch of booze. People sitting around going crazy. So what we got to do is we got to say, how do we make this work? I've worked from here. I've worked from Nashville. I've worked from my house. I've worked from the lodge. Don't matter where I'm working. The key is, Richard Pearl, I'm working. And I'm pushing and I'm making calls. And it don't matter if I make 80 calls and nobody answers the phone. There was no wasted movement because every single time that I use this thing right here, I got better. And that's what you got to know. You got to go pro. And we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between the amateur and the professional. We got to go pro. Now, you're going to see, Jack, have we got this text slide in there? Do we have a text slide yet? Okay, we're going to have a text slide for you in the future where I'll give you a copy of my book, Inside the Mind of a Monster, because, and Eric White's probably got the text code. Eric, type in to the thing the text code for people to get my book, Inside the Mind of a Monster, because if there's ever been a book that I've written, right, if all the books that I've written, 16 books, one of the number ones you need right now is this one right here, which is how you think like a big-time player. So text, Eric will type in the text code to this, get it, I'll sign it for you, ship it to you, okay? And let me tell you something, this one thing will get you in a mindset of offense versus defense. When I come back, we're going to talk about working the muscle, there is no wasted movement, and going pro.
Hey, welcome to Ask a Pro. Grant Cardone here with my friend, Coach Michael Burt, Monster Producer Academy. He's the founder of, CEO. He's a personal friend of mine. Monster Producer Academy also sits at Cardone U now, if you don't know that. And I went out and sought Michael Burt because I'm like, this dude is a professional coach, not an amateur coach, not a dilettante, not a mamby-pamby. Dude, yeah. This guy gets you accelerated growth.
Yes.
Okay, he gets you spikes and spurts and spurges. He'll show you how to scale your business, but before you scale your business, he'll show you how to grow your business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back to Super Coach. Every week I come into your life. Just cut an incredible 45-minute webinar for Pray Drive, how to flip the switch in your life. That's going to be up pretty soon. Thank you for everybody that jumps on here with me every single week. I like to give positive information. I'm a pretty positive guy. I'm intense and I'm positive, Tommy Davidson. Share this with your friends. Probably a lot of people need to have somebody intense and positive in their life. Right, Warren Adcock? Keeping you in a motivated position. The word motivate means to move. Right? The word motivate means to move. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about how you work a muscle. And I have known this by getting myself in much greater physical condition over the last 90 days. Has to do with the eating plan that I'm using. I'd be happy to share that with you. Have to do with the workout regimen I'm on, but I'm down, to 168, 169. I was 191. And here's what I noticed. When I work the muscle, I don't want the muscle to atrophy. I don't want the muscle to go back to its original position. I don't want to go back to my old weight. I don't want to go back because my confidence is so high and I'm feeling so good and I'm moving so quick and I got so much energy and vitality that I don't want to go back. So once I start working that muscle, I don't want to go back. I don't want to let the muscle atrophy. Well, the same thing is true of selling. When you get out of a rhythm, life happens in a rhythm, heart beats in a rhythm, when you get out of a rhythm and a routine, you start giving yourself permission to quit doing the things that made you successful, right? You're a successful person for a reason. You used to work a selling system. You used to follow up. You used to do things that made you successful. You used to come in early. You used to stay late. And I love old Les Brown. And he always said, used to be's and wannabes don't make any honey. I can't tell you how many people say, I used to do that. I used to do this. I see in the word text code in there, text 678-506-7543, text monster one exclamation. And I'll give you a copy of my book, Inside the Mind of a Monster, because that's what you need. You need mindset. You need to know to work the muscle. So if you're out there, I want you to ask yourself, are you ready to go pro? Stephen Pressfield wrote, do the work, go pro, war of art. And I love the concept of, it's like, quit being an amateur, man. Quit being an amateur. When you get ready to go pro, you go pro in every area of life. You don't go pro in one area, you go pro in every area. You go pro in the body, which is why I'm opening up the Monster Health Division. You go pro in the mind, which is why I got the Monster Producer Coaching Program. You go pro in the heart, that's emotional, Pray Drive. You go pro in the spirit, okay? If you hadn't picked up a copy of my book, The Accountable Church, that's a book about faith, building something dynamic. So if you're out there in the world and you're watching this, it's like, man, I got to go pro. It's time to get off the freaking bench and get in the game and quit playing around with your potential. Quit being casual. Work the muscle. Go the distance. There is no wasted movement. You're pushing the ball down the field. Like what you're trying to do is you're trying to figure this out, is that big time people know you got to put the work in. The price must be paid and the process must be followed. Okay. Now you're going to hear people tell you it's not what you know, it's who you know. I would tell you this, man, when you get in there, you better know, right? Like I'm going to be on a part of a virtual summit with Pete Vargas. And I mean, it's big time people, Dame and John, some of the biggest people in the world are going to be on this. And what Pete told me is we want you on there because you got real content. You got real methodology. You got a real message. Well, guess where that came from? Mike Brooks and Rick True and Andrew Morton. It came from 28 years of coaching people. No BS, no fluff, real methodology, helping real people, refining it, working the muscle, long obedience in the same direction. It's not enough just to be popular. You need to be popular and good. Because when you're popular and good, then people want you to come back because you can help them play at a high level. So let's wrap this up, guys. If you want to get a copy of my book, Inside the Mind of a Monster, Eric White's on here. Just tag Eric and let him know. And he'll give you the text code or text you the code. And you can get a copy of that book. I'd be happy to sign it for you. This is the book you need right now. And you got to ask yourself, are you still making the number of calls you need to make? Maybe you need to make 20 more than you've been making. Maybe you need to make 30 more than you've been making. Maybe you need to make 40 more. Maybe on Saturday mornings, instead of laying around, you need to get your booty up and make some phone calls if you're trying to hit your sales numbers. Maybe you need to create a new division of your company. Maybe you need to diversify. Maybe you need to open up something new. Maybe you need to work the muscle more, because once you start working that muscle, you don't want to stop. I'm Coach Michael Burt. Download this on Super Coach Podcast on iTunes. Every week I come into your life. We've had over 200,000 people listen to this podcast. I'm Coach Michael Burt. You guys have a great day.
I'm here at the Relentless Monster Producer event. It's an intimate event that is like none other I've ever attended. The small group, the stuff we were able to talk about, the interaction between the speakers and the hosts and the guests and among the guests among each other is second to none. This is something really, really special. It gives you a chance to really, really dig deep into the issues that are holding you back and things that aren't letting you be the person that you really want to be. You know, I always like to think of myself as, you know, I'm the family member nobody wants in their family, but I'm the family member you need in your family. Well, everybody has to have that one individual in there that kind of gives it to you straight. This is how it is. And we miss that. We really do. We miss the accountability. We miss having someone that tells it like it is.
Well, the first thing I would tell you about working with Tim Grover is he's a world-class person. This is very important. His whole intention on this retreat has been to make sure that people that come to this retreat get their expectations exceeded.
Write three things now down that are distracting you from you achieving your goals or whatever you want in life, whatever it may be. If there's one thing that you end up taking out of this event that hits you, you got more than your money's worth, because that's where change starts. It's something you can take and you can use and make it your own. At this type of event, at the Relentless Monster Retreat event, everybody in here got something they could take that can possibly be life-altering to them.